This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The 2022 wheat crop may be one of the highlights of the crop year as extreme heat and dry conditions blanket the state. LaRue County farmer Caleb Ragland says his wheat crop turned out well, but didn't compare to 2021.
It was a decent crop. We were in the 80s. It wasn't as good as last year, but it's a whole lot better than 2 years ago. So I guess you'd say it's kind of average crop. Quality was really good. I think we could have had a good bit better yield if we'd had a little more rainfall during grain fill at the end, but that is what it is.
Ragland says other crops could certainly use some rainfall.
We need to be praying for rain all across the state. We're really hurting. We're short on rainfall. Dangerously dry. It's above average heat, and we need some relief.
He says it's a critical time of the year for many crops.
While the corn's pollinating right now, and we really need a crop-saving rain here this week before it's not really trim on the yield. And it's not just me. I mean, I talk to friends all across the state. This is the time of thread.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Okay, here's your final question.
It's so exciting.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Name something Hopkinsville is famous for.
Wheat.
That's correct. In fact, Christian County is the leading wheat-producing county in the state of Kentucky.
Incredible.
With amazing farmers tending over 46,000 acres of farmland, harvesting over 3 million bushels per year.
The batter capital of the world.
From field to fork. Schedule your tour.
It's a real treat.
Visit battercapital.com.
Part of Team Kentucky.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
LaRue County farmer Caleb Ragland says the crop rating is continuing to drop.
We're down to 32%. This rate is good to excellent in the state now. And last year at this time, we were in the high 70s, best I remember. So it's kind of tough with input prices and everything else. We really need to have a good crop this year to cope with all that.
He adds livestock farmers need to keep an eye on their animals.
I like to say my sales, they live in hog heaven. They got air conditioning in the summer, heat in the winter, but it's still tough on them. Like you or I, we just seem as little cooler ourselves, and it's the same for them.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.